judgment as he is righteous. Christ is righteous. We're righteous if we do righteously. You got to do it. Obedience. Praise God. Obedience unto death. Unto life or sin. Obedience unto righteousness or sin unto death. And that is the result in both people, both kinds of people that either want to live in the flesh or live in the spirit. When we live in the spirit, there's going to be results that are manifest to everybody. Living in the spirit is a very difficult thing, and not many people do it. They claim they're in the spirit, but they sure are far from walking in the spirit. The Bible says in Isaiah 32 and verse 17 that the work of righteousness shall be peace. If you're living righteously, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My, what a great scripture. In Isaiah the 26th chapter 2, something about this same righteousness that we're commanded to live, beginning in verse 9. Isaiah 26, beginning in verse 9. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. It's going to take the judgments of the great thundering visitation of great tribulation to get the church and any part elements of the world back to the righteousness of God. There's only going to be a holy remnant here to try to discipline the people of God with his word to lift up their voices and to get the church and the inhabitants of this world back to righteousness. It's going to take God's judgments. Verse 10, he said, let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. You can't show somebody that don't have God's laws in his hearts and in his mind, you can't teach them righteousness. Because in the land of uprightness, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. You only teach a man or woman that has God's laws written in their hearts and minds. And then they can live by the righteous moral laws of God and keep themselves pure, even as Jesus himself is pure. Peter warned about this wandering about, this drifting away from the righteousness of God with these words in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 20. 2 Peter, the 2nd chapter, beg your pardon. 2 Peter 2, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are entangled therein again and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they've known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Even though people's got the law of God written in their hearts and their minds, have got to be reminded, preached to, and even rebuked, because they don't adhere to it. Now the Bible says when you've known the way of righteousness and you turn away from it, it had been better never to have known it than to have known the holy commandment, then turn away from it. But it's happened to them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. God tolerates, it seems a long time, but it's really long suffering. He doesn't tolerate anything. You look at people, they get by, they turn away from the way of truth, the way of righteousness. They get back like an old dog to his vomit, going back to the old worldly things, to Egypt. They go back to their old former appetites and satisfy them. God likens it to a dog drinking his own vomit, or a sow that you washed her wallowing in the mire again, to a Christian, a man or woman who's once known the ways of the Lord and had the holy commandment delivered unto them, and they resort back to their old appetites and frequent their old places of pleasure, indulging into the things that the flesh, the five senses, call for. God says they're like the dog and the sow that has gone back to their old haunts. And God gives us these warnings to make our calling and election sure, a matter that's not trivial, but vital. And I pray that God will cause you to realize going to heaven is not a part-time job. It's a full-time responsibility. When you enlist in the army of God and sing Onward Christian Soldiers, it don't mean that you in there for 6 months. It doesn't mean you in there for 3 years. It means you in there 24 hours a day with carefulness and watchfulness and responsibility. Full-time employment. No matter what you're doing, going to heaven is a full-time effort that we make to please God. 24 hours a day, pleasing the Lord, on the job, in the home, wherever we are. And project the image of Jesus. Projecting the image of Jesus. Letting people see Jesus in you and me is a full-time job. 24 hours a day. Let us pray. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the Holy Ghost would touch us every one. Draw us near the cross of Christ. Draw us near to the feet of Jesus. Draw us near to that perfection that we can be like our Master through the strivings. As Paul said, striving mightily to present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. May these strivings not be in vain. I pray the Holy Ghost will anoint this message. Lord, you'd grip every heart and you'd make it a part of drawing them into that old way of righteousness that ever leads onward to perfection and being like Jesus and projecting the real Jesus. The real image of Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master, like Jesus. And I pray that you'll help us to strive to be like Jesus, perfect in every way, in every lifestyle that we've adapted to, because the word of God's commands is to us that are looking to make our calling and election sure. Lord, help us to make our calling and election sure and not be frivolous about any matter. Lord, we'll, with great sense of sobriety upon us, Lord, we'll do all that we do for the glory of God. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.